Hello, hello, Karen, I'm here. Karen was asking, when is starting? Soon, soon. Yes, I am here. What happened is I have to take a little pee break between the Spanish and the English, but I'm here. Thank you. Many times I am a little bit late for the English. I hope you forgive me for that. So, welcome, everybody. I'm glad that you are here. Giving me one more chance. I was really laughing because I was looking at one reel that we shared yesterday, Friday. I don't know if you saw it in my Instagram, where the guy is preparing his suitcase. And it's a little suitcase, you know. And then he puts it in the trunk of the car, and then he asks, "Honey, are you ready?" And the lady comes with a cart with I don't know how many big suitcases, and the guy says, "But we are going only for one night," and the lady says, "Yeah, I know. These are only just my shoes. I'm coming right back." And the guy goes, "No, no." So we put it, and I said, "This is Kevin and myself when we travel." You know, Kevin is my right hand. He's been traveling with me since 2018. Many of you know him. Again, you know, it's like he's always with just, it's not that small, his suitcase, yes, because he brings a lot of his video equipment. But not because of the clothes. But then I'm here with my two big suitcases, showing up with my two big suitcases. I'm not that bad as that lady, though. Huh? But anyway, it's about, you know, letting go. And I'm still working. I'm not perfect. And I don't have to be. And that's one of my weaknesses. But I'm working on it. So now I bought a smaller handbag. So now I have to take less stuff. little by little. And they don't make big suitcases like the ones I have that I bought in Romania many, many years ago. And they don't they don't make those big suitcases anymore. So I've been, you know, praying and talking to my suitcases to please, you know, still work, because otherwise I will suffer. Thank you so much for being here, Elena. I have a lot of people, Serbia, Croatia. Thank you, my fans there. I'm really amazed of how people in Croatia respond. I mean, Carmen, you know, I don't know if you are here. I didn't see you, but the power of, you know, bringing all these people, I mean, the seminar is November 30th and December 1st in Croatia. I cannot tell you all the people that already signed up. The new students, but also what I have in Croatia is that a lot of the reviewers come. And you know, people go out of the seminars really on, you know, walking on the clouds, happy, when are you coming back, and things like that. But small number of people really comes back. But that's not in Croatia. In Croatia, they really tell me how good they feel after the seminar, and they want more, and they are coming back, and they come back. So, and I always said that the people that understands it are the people that comes back. Because, I mean, that's kind of what happened to me. I understood that I had to sit there. And even though that maybe my intellect said, again, yeah, again, because every time I learned something. And the most important, every time I went out walking on clouds too, you know, feeling much more at peace, happier, having more faith, feeling strong, you know, I can do it, and things like that. And I think we all need it, especially in these times that we are living. So today I'm going to talk about letting go of emotional and financial blocks that we might have, because in these times that we are living, it's very important that we recover our power, that we trust ourselves. Yes, that, and that means investing in ourselves and working on ourselves to change, to be better, to be stronger. Okay, so I'm gonna say first the I am the I. Any other Central Eastern Europe, we will try. Pataki, we will try. Okay, I always do Croatia. It's English with translation to Croatian. But yeah, I'm so sorry that I'm not doing more English. But Pataki, also, if you know of anybody that wants to organize, you know, we come by invitation. Okay, so that will be wonderful. There are some things that we are working on, but we'll see what happens. Yeah, Marbella, hello from Los Angeles on a beautiful raining Saturday morning. So bad that stop already. I loved it. I loved it. Because also this time, what it was very unusual, it rained a lot in Southern California, but I was not here. I was in Spain. And so I was kind of, oh, it's raining in Los Angeles and I'm not there. But anyway, today it was a rainy morning and it was so beautiful. Also, because I'm always working, even if it's sunny. But if it's rainy, it's even more, you know. I feel even more inspired, more into, you know, wonderful. I'm here working. Okay, so I am the I. I come forth from the void into light. I am the breath that nurtures life. I am that emptiness, that hollowness beyond all consciousness. The I, the id, the all. I draw my bow of rainbows across the waters, the continuum of minds with matters. I am the incoming and outgoing of breath, the invisible, untouchable breath, the undefinable atom of creation. I am the I. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Marlene, hi, Mabel, from Spanish, now in English. Very good, double, double. I always invite people in the Spanish community, and I said, if you want to learn English with an Argentinian accent, come over. Okay? Thank you. Sanda says, after seminar de Mabel, I got out of the comfort zone. I wanted a change of job, and now I'm going to put it here so I can read it. After seminar de Amabel, I got out of my comfort zone. I wanted to change a job, and now I success and happy. I get successful and happy because of that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Sandra. Thank you for, you know, the thing is, we always have that possibility. The thing is, okay, now that I feel this way, what I'm gonna do? Yeah, put it in practice. Do something, you know, with that you receive. Francisco, you are coming to Chichen Itza. All right, you are gonna love it. You are gonna love it. Thank you. My heart beats very strong when it wants me to do something, and I will be there. See you in Chichen Itza. We are having a spiritual journey. Chichen Itza is a mix of retreat and a spiritual journey. Elena says, see you in Zagreb again. Yes. Okay, so first, I want to share something from Dolores Cannon. Amazing. You know, the way she put it, knowing what is coming. You know, sometimes I realize I didn't know many things. Yes, I woke up after a couple of months ago, years ago, when whatever happened. Yeah. So, but you know, now I realize that Dr. Ihaliakala knew, you know, many things that I didn't. And now I realize, you know, now I woke up to that. You know, what are we against you for the awakening of humanity, the elevation, and things like that for the new world, but not the other one that they are talking about, okay? Not the order. The the new work that we can do together, you know, when we wake up, when we work on ourselves, when we are abundant, when we are willing to let go of all the blocks, yes, that we have. So I'm going to share first, you know, something from her. And then I'm going to share with you from my book, my reflections, some things that I wrote, okay? There is no doubt that our world is in chaos. Fear tightens its grip on countless hearts, and uncertainty casts its dark veil over every corner. Is this the reality you wish to inhabit? The world you desire for yourself and your loved ones? Okay, so we need to realize that it's up to us, you know, that we can make a change. We don't have to accept, you know, say this is it. And by the way, I'm watching what I say, because I think I told you last week that two of my videos were removed from my channel, yeah, from that year of that a lot happened. Yes, so, you know, this shows us how we need to watch out what we say, because we are not free anymore. Okay, there is hope. Remember that there is always light at the end of the tunnel. However, this shift would not be without its challenges. Okay, so we need to know we will have to go through some things. And we are going already, yes? And they are fast approaching. Splitting of timelines where different realities would coexist simultaneously. So let's say we don't understand maybe the thing about timeline, but have you noticed that you are having your own reality and your neighbor has its own reality and your mother or father or your kids have their own reality and everybody is looking? I would say that that shows us a little bit of what different timelines could be, that you really create your own reality, that you are 100% responsible. Those embracing the higher frequencies of love, compassion, and unity would find themselves on the path to the realm of boundless potential and infinite possibilities. Meanwhile, those clinging to the lower vibrations of fear, hatred, and separation will remain tethered to the old paradigm, trapped in a cycle of suffering and disillusionment. Okay, so you get the idea, yes? And it talks about unity. This is important. That's why the Ho'oponopono family and the community, where you can feel really strong of your beliefs or your way of thinking or seeing, perceiving, yeah? That you are not different and that you have a group to support you, to be there, to cling with you, to remind you who you really are, yeah? So for that, I will interrupt this transmission. So I'm going to put, because when you sign up, I'm giving a live class that is part of this membership that I'm telling you. Let me find it. Okay. This Thursday, I'm doing a live call in Zoom. And this monthly class that I do is part of our community, yeah, where you have a exclusive library. Now, the new thing with exclusive library is that you can you have a section with a lot of things that I'm getting out of removing from my store and putting as part of the membership. So you will not have to pay for that. Okay, plus the weekly audio, the daily inspirational cards, etc. Okay, so mabelkatz.com/QA. It will give you the information for the class this Wednesday, coming Wednesday, Living Beyond Depression. That's what we are talking about. And you will see why I picked also that So, as humanity finds itself at this pivotal juncture in its evolutionary journey, the opportunity for growth and transformation has never been more profound. We have an opportunity like nobody on earth had before. But the thing is, what are we gonna do? You understand? If we engage with the fear and everything, if we vibrate, you know, low frequencies and things like that, I mean, we will not be able to do what we came to do. And if we are here, it's because we have something to contribute. The cosmic winds of change sweep across the planet, steering the souls of individuals and beckoning them toward a higher destiny. So this is the possibility. Now, what are you gonna choose? Yes. At this crossroads, each individual faces a choice: to remain mirrored in the limitations of the old paradigm. And remember, I gave classes about, we talk about paradigm, we talk about letting go of that, of getting out of that comfort zone. Or to embrace the limitless possibilities of a new earth. The shift to the new earth represents a golden opportunity for humanity to break free from the shackles of its past and soar to new heights of consciousness, to soar. It is a chance to cast aside the illusions of separation and embrace the interconnectedness of all life. For too long, humanity has been trapped in a way of fear, division, and scarcity consciousness. Yeah, so that's why it's so important that we recognize this and we work on ourselves to let go of all those, of that, getting out of that web. Yes? Like I imagine it like, a spider web, you know, like we are walking on, you know, on a spider webs. Okay, so, but now the time has come to transcend this limitation and embrace the truth of our divinity nature, divine nature. As the light of human consciousness continues to illuminate the darkest corners of the collective psyche, some cling desperately to the shadows of control and dominance. A lot of people are in fear and they are not realizing that they could set themselves free. There are some who see the awakening of humanity as a threat to their authority. So definitely that's what we are facing, yeah, right now, and we will have to face that. So to be able to set ourselves free. The awakening of humanity is an unstoppable force sweeping across the planet like a big wave. The time has come to shed the truth of our divine nature. In this journey of self-discovery and liberation, every aspect of our being, physical, emotional, spiritual, must be addressed. We have to face it. Yeah? What is it that I need to change? We cannot afford to neglect any part of ourselves, for each holds a key to unlocking the full potential of our existence. As we release the grip of fear and embrace the frequencies of love, we pave the way for transformation on a global scale. You understand? You are so important that you can make a difference, you know, in the world. And I'm not exaggerating here. By embracing our divine nature and embodying the highest virtues of the human spirit, compassion, kindness, empathy, we lay the foundation for a world filled with boundless opportunities and possibilities. Each of us plays a vital role in shaping the destiny of the universe, for we are co-creators of our reality. endowed with the power to manifest our deepest desires and aspirations. So when you accomplish that, when you do what you love, when you're happy, when you're at peace, no matter what is going on, you are helping, you're making a difference. Okay? The journey forward is not predetermined. It is shaped by our choices, our actions, our collective vision of the future. It requires courage, faith, and unwavering commitment to the path of love and light. You have to trust. You have to hope. You have to, you know, to have hope, you have to know that it is possible if you believe it. That is possible. It is a call to transcend the limitation of the ego and to align with the infinite potential. Hold on, I lost it. To align with the infinite potential that resides within every one of us. As the cosmic winds of change sweep across the earth, let us heed this call. For in our collective awakening lies the promise of a brighter tomorrow. Please wake up. Please wake up. A world where peace, harmony, and abundance prevail. This is not a call to fear, but a call to action. An invitation to be part of something greater than ourselves. To contribute to the awakening and the birth of this new earth. We must release the heavy frequencies that weigh us down and hinder our spiritual growth. These burdensome energies form from lifetimes of conditioning and programming keep us attached to that old paradigm, preventing us from soaring to new heights and consciousness. Okay? So, because of this, and because of the importance of us to take responsibility, to do our work, to work on ourselves, to change, to come from no fear, you know, coming from belief, yeah, faith, very important. I chose to read to you from my book, my reflections on Ho'oponopono, okay? This was a compilation of articles, and I'm going to read you articles that I wrote back in 2010, October 2010, about, for example, depression. Can Ho'oponopono help in cases of depression? Definitely. Before we continue, let me clarify this. Depression is also a memory, and as such, it can be erased too. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor, and now psychologists and psychiatrists don't call me and say, Mabel, how could you say that? It could be biochemical, whatever, you know, or biological or whatever. And I'm not getting there. I'm telling you, you can help. Even if you go, even if you do the treatment and everything, you can help yourself knowing this. Okay? Did you know that we are addicted to feeling depressed? Depression is also an addiction. We become so conditioned to this state of being that we know so well how to get depressed. It seems natural to feel this way. And you are always going to find people that say, sure, how you are not going to be depressed with everything that is happening? Yes? So, you know, those are not friends, so you know. Okay. So it seems natural to feel this way. Besides, sometimes depression can offer us some type of benefit, such as getting people's attention or having others take care of us. Maybe, oh, maybe I'm getting something out of it. Did you know that being depressed is actually hard work? And I'll show you. Just please do this. And you say, I'm depressed. I'm depressed. And tell me if you can be depressed. So sometimes it takes a little bit of effort, yeah? First of all, well, I'm going to keep reading, and then we'll comment. Our true natural state is to be happy. So that means that depression is work. In fact, or going against your natural way of being. If you put your body in a certain position, like, for example, yeah, I show you, or move your facial muscles, if you make the effort just to smile, okay, you can change your mood. Again, I cannot be depressed like this, yes? And I cannot be happy like this either. Yeah? Okay. So you can change your mood. You can get rid of depression just by changing your posture or smiling. So isn't it good information, something good to know that I can help myself just changing something? Yeah? Making little efforts too. Yeah? Okay. Sometimes depression can come from dehydration. If that is true, you just have to drink more water to start feeling better. Your cells will regenerate and expand. I recommend to use blue solar water for these memories, since it is an ideal tool to work with both dehydration and depression. Yeah. So what about taking more water? And if you add, you know, that you are taking blue solar water, even better, you know, doing Ho'oponopono, okay? So here, when I talk about depression, I tell the story. Remember many years ago that I told you when Igal Yakala received the tool for the glass of water for the first time, that it was in a consultation with a lady that was depressed, going through divorce, etc., etc. And he, I don't know, 24 hours later, I don't know, 2 days later, I don't remember, we were going to San Diego to give a class. And I received a call from this lady that used to come to all the Ho'oponopono trainings here in California. And she sounded really depressed. She was crying on the phone. She said, "Mabel, I wanted to come, you know, to San Diego, but I'm not able to drive right now because I'm in such deep depression and my doctor wants to put me in the hospital." So I said, "Let me ask Igal Yakala." So when I asked Igal Yakala, she says, "Tell her about the glass of water that he just received in, like I said, maybe 24 hours earlier for the first time." And I told her, and the next day she came to San Diego with her usual big smile. And he said, "It took me 3 glasses and I felt like new." So that means that he changed the water in the glass 3 times. So go and tell to the psychiatrist that. Crazy. She was going to be put in the mental hospital. Okay. And then, so that is in the section of the book that is Towards Happiness. And this is in the section of the Way to Abundance. And I talk in November of 2009, I talk about let your passion be your compass, because that will bring you the abundance. Yeah. So you have to be abundant. You have to be happy. You have to do what you love. You have to let go of depression and everything that could be blocking you, because the world needs you. Did you hear me? The world needs you. So what are you doing playing small? Okay, so I'll tell you, this is a long section, the let your passion be your compass, but I'm gonna read part of it to you, and then you go and you get the book. It's a ebook format. I don't know if, I don't think we have it in audio, but ebook for sure. Okay, digital. It's time we open our minds and started realizing we are unique individuals with unique talents. Acknowledging these talents in ourselves and in others will help us create happy teams, happy families, happy communities, and definitely a happier planet. If we trust our passion and follow it, success is guaranteed. Unfortunately, what often happens is instead of letting ourselves be carried away by our passion, we sink in fear, and it paralyzes us. Trusting our passion is a strange thing to do, so it seems uncertain. It is the unknown. How many times have you been told you have a talent for something that you should be doing? Personally, I was told I was good at numbers and I should be an accountant. And I did. It took me a long time to realize that it was not my heart's passion. But I really enjoy it, guys. And it was part of my path, you know, because I actually saw Ho'oponopono working on my business. You know, at that time, I became independent for the first time because I always work as an employee for CPA offices. I found my talent, you know, doing IRS audits. You know, IRS is the government department that collects taxes here in U.S. And I saw it. I had amazing results only just, you know, practicing Ho'oponopono. It gave me the possibility of doing radio and TV shows, to travel with Ihaliakala, taking seminars every month with him. And not because I wanted to, I didn't know I was going to teach or that I was going to let go of my career, my profession, really. So I always say I trip, you know, with my passion. So because I started letting go and trusting, because I started trusting myself, yeah? And not because I stopped, you know, having negative comments about myself or my work or anything, but just let go, you know? Thank you, but I'm busy. Okay. So I'm grateful. I also help a lot of people with being a creative accountant. We always try to do what gives us security because uncertainty causes us fear. Thus, we end up doing what we don't really love. And then we don't understand why we feel unmotivated or why we are not happy even though we are making money. Why are some people more successful than others? Maybe some of them are doing what they love. They are devoted to their passion. See happy people, create happy businesses, and everybody likes doing business with happy people. Passionate people attract clients easily. When we are happy, we are at peace. And if we are at peace, everything we want comes our way. And really, it keeps, you know, giving. Really, this is a very good article. I don't know who wrote it. Okay. When you follow your passion, nothing can go wrong because you follow the way of your heart. When you flow, you don't think, and inspiration moves you. When you let divinity lead you, you are in balance. So I just read you, you know, I skipped paragraph, but this gives you an idea. I highly recommend it. I actually recommend all my books. They are really good. The most important, they are easy to read. Okay, so let's see what's going on here. Sandra says, Carmen is our star. We are grateful. So if Carmen is not here, Sandra, you tell her, okay? Be sure to tell her. Thank you, Mylen. We should be like children. They are always happy, lining in an endless present. Exactly. Living in a, yeah, exactly. Sometimes they say, well, what does it mean to, you know, to become a child again? Living in the present, trusting, no worrying. Okay. Sandra, always happy. Stay happy. I'm trying to let it go because my neck is stuck and the pain goes to the hand. Okay, we let go. We say thank you. We say I love you. We say what's the wisdom? What is the opportunity to clean? Okay, guys, let's do the breathing ha. Remember, breathing ha is a Ho'oponopono tool. And all we have to do when we do this is breathe and count. We put our back straight, feet on the floor, we put these three fingers together, but then we open and we interlock the six fingers. We form the infinity sign. Yeah, I put it on my legs, you put it wherever, you know, is comfortable to you. And basically we inhale and exhale through the nose. So inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I hold my breath 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then I exhale through my nose too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then I do not breathe. I hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I hold my breath. Okay, so 7, 7, 7, 7. That's one time. We do that 7 times. If you are in a safe place and you feel like closing your eyes, please do. Let's do it. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. The glass technique. If you participate in the class, I didn't get the name of who asked. Angie. The glass of water technique. My people will share it. You can always also write to us, help@mabelcas.com. But I highly recommend if you participate in the class this coming Wednesday, you will have it in the action guide. Plus, you can ask this one or any other question that you have. I answer. You can talk to me directly if you want, or you can send your questions. If you cannot be live, I think it's at 12 p.m. Los Angeles time. If you cannot be live, you can always send your questions prior to the call. I will answer, and you will get the recording of the class, okay? For those of you that ask for purpose or things like that, I have the zero frequency trainings that I did. One is called Find Your Purpose. The other one, I think, is brainstorming. You know, you will have different ways of working on finding your purpose, yeah? And definitely we talk about money and things like that. And then otherwise, again, the monthly classes, the belonging to our forum chat, part of the membership. And because there are some people here that don't know about Ho'oponopono, we just created a package. Let me find it. If you go to mabelcas.com/guide, okay? So you have a mini workshop, and you have my book, 100 Questions About Ho'oponopono. So you will get a lot of information. You will get tools and everything in the book and the mini workshop, okay? So you actually, when you buy the mini workshop, you get the book for free. Okay, we have, so you know, besides our community, our membership, with all the resources that you get and the walking with you, you know, so that you don't have to be in this path that is a very lonely path sometimes, or feels like that. And the courses, but I wanted to. Oh, we have an affiliate program also where I know that Disney doesn't pay you when you recommend their movies or you have your favorite songs that you share with friends and some, and you don't get paid, no? Okay, but here, if you recommend and you have the possibility of changing somebody's life or waking up somebody and sharing, you know, a book or a course or whatever, you get paid if you are an affiliate and you use your personal link. So that's the possibility. A lot of people can come to maybe a live seminar or participate or buy one of the digital trainings because they are affiliates, and with the money that they make, they can pay for their own growth and development. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoy. If you did, if you got one idea, one thing, a wow moment, oh, wow, yeah, okay, I hope you give me a like, that it doesn't cost you anything. You leave a comment, you subscribe, all those nice things, especially helping now that YouTube is even cutting us even down, more out, down, and whatever. So you help to still being able to wake up more people and make a difference. Thank you, guys. I'm going to say the piece of eye. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm not going to say anything. The piece of eye. Peace be with you, all my peace, the peace that is I, the peace that is I am, the peace now and forever and evermore. My peace I give to you, my peace I live with you. Not the world's peace, but only my peace, the peace of I. I did that because lately, I don't know what it was with the peace of I that I always messed up. Thank you, guys. Love you. Take good care of yourself.